Kimberly Guilfoyle vows to confront China, support U.S. energy, and strengthen military ties as Trump's pick for ambassador to Greece. By Jasmine Jordan on July 9, 2025. Kimberly Guilfoyle, President Donald Trump's nominee to serve as U.S. ambassador to Greece, pledged at her Senate confirmation hearing Wednesday to be a fierce advocate for U.S. interests, vowing to deepen defense cooperation, expand energy partnerships, and counter growing influence from China and Turkey. Appearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Guilfoyle called the ambassadorship a uniquely humbling honor, citing Greece as the very birthplace of democracy. In her opening remarks, she paid tribute to her Puerto Rican mother, Irish immigrant father, and her son Ronan, before pledging to be a proud and loyal representative of the president and the American people. Guilfoyle, a former prosecutor, television host, and First Lady of San Francisco, emphasized that her career has been defined by advocacy and public service. As a prosecutor, I was entrusted to be a voice for those who could not speak for themselves, she stated. Subsequently, my decades in the media provided me with a platform to elevate critical issues, spotlight injustice, and champion truth on a wide range of priorities and for audiences across the globe. If confirmed, Guilfoyle said her top priorities would include accelerating Greece's defense modernization, expanding energy partnerships, increasing U.S. exports, and promoting investment in both directions. She underscored that Greece is on track to spend 3% of GDP on defense in 2025, is on a trajectory to reach 5%, and is a top buyer of U.S. military equipment, including F-35 fighter jets and Apache helicopters. There are huge opportunities to sell more U.S. energy to Greece and its neighbors, she observed, pointing to liquefied natural gas, LNG, exports and infrastructure projects in Alexandroupoli. Greece can become a hub of U.S. gas for the region. Guilfoyle also backed the 3+1 framework between the United States, Greece, Israel, and Cyprus, calling it a very important area of concern for national security. She credited Greek cooperation with evacuating Americans from Israel and pledged to work tirelessly to maintain those alliances. Guilfoyle raised concerns about China's ownership of strategic Greek ports, specifically the port of Piraeus, but praised recent Greek moves to restrict foreign control of critical infrastructure through mechanisms modeled after CFIUS, Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. I will partner with Greece to ensure there is no over-encroachment of foreign influence, she told San Barroso, RY, calling the developments in Piraeus disheartening. On energy, Guilfoyle emphasized her support for American companies expanding operations in Greece and highlighted the region's importance in reducing Russian and Chinese influence. Revithoussa is also incredibly important, she noted, referencing its LNG potential. Energy is the master resource, she asserted. When questioned by Sen. Booker, DNJ, and Senator Van Hollen, DMD, about escalating maritime disputes between Greece and Turkey, Guilfoyle reiterated her belief in the rule of law but stopped short of condemning Turkey outright, instead stressing her close relationships with U.S. ambassadors to both countries and the need for diplomacy. I think it is imperative that we focus and point out the juxtaposition of a strong, steady ally like Greece and someone who, yes, is in NATO, but also needs to follow suit, Guilfoyle remarked. Turkey has chosen to work with the Russians. Chairman Jim Risch, RID, pressed Guilfoyle on the F-35 dispute with Turkey and encouraged her to develop a working relationship with the U.S. ambassador to Ankara. Guilfoyle confirmed that she has known Ambassador Tom Barrack for a very long time and would prioritize bilateral coordination. Guilfoyle also promised to support Greece's Orthodox and diaspora communities, which she called patriotic and incredibly supportive of the United States. She highlighted shared Judeo-Christian values and reaffirmed her commitment to religious freedom. This is a post where we are dealing with the EU, G20, and a lot of complex issues geopolitically, Guilfoyle said. I will work strenuously on behalf of the United States of America and the American people. The hearing closed with senators from both parties acknowledging the strength of the U.S.-Greece relationship, while Guilfoyle pledged to uphold the values instilled in her by her immigrant family and declared, I am a strong believer that we are sending a message to the rest of the world if we do not treat our most strongest and strategic and consistent and steadfast allies like Greece in an appropriate manner to honor and respect the commitment that they have made to the United States of America.